East Shore Parks today presented a sea level rise outdoor display at the entrance to McLaughlin East Shore State Park at University Avenue and Frontage Road. Cameron Martin is the project director for Citizens for East Shore State Park. She described today's event.
We brought out a bunch of volunteers to McLaughlin East Shore State Park to mark off where the new shoreline would be with 2 meters of sea level rise. And this event is to raise awareness about climate change and sea level rise and to call on our public leaders to look to resilient shoreline solutions now to combat sea level rise.
And have you done this kind of activity before, specifically where you were actually showing what the sea level rise would look like?
Yes, yes. This is our second event. We held our first one on Earth Day of this year in Jack London Square. So it was kind of interesting to see the difference between visualizing sea level rise in Jack London Square, where it's an urban area, lots of businesses and commercial entities affected by sea level rise, versus being out in McLaughlin East Shore State Park today, where you see the park itself is underwater and major roads going out to the Berkeley Marina underwater, and there's also a hotel out there that would be affected.
And how aware are our local elected and appointed officials about this problem?
They're definitely aware. There are lots of great programs out there, like Adapting to Rising Tides with the BCDC, and this new big challenge that was launched earlier this year called Resilient by Design. So our elected officials are aware of this problem. What we are advocating for is making sure that they are keeping resilient shoreline solutions, natural solutions to combat sea level rise at the top of their list of ways to address sea level rise versus, you know, waiting to the last minute and just having to do hardscape solutions.
That's Cameron Martin of Citizens for East Shore State Park.